The Bridge.
Hello everyone, happy Tuesday afternoon, early evening to you. I hope you're having a lovely day and somehow staying warm amidst this tundra, amidst this crazy bout of winter that's slapping us in the face this week and hopefully not too long into next week. But I hope you're staying warm. And this is the 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge. My name is Chris Agarian, and each week here on the 8160, Tuesdays at 6 o'clock, we do a deep dive into music from the 816 and surrounding area code, sometimes. And then sometimes we divert a little bit and jump in and take a look at different events that are happening within our neighborhood. And there haven't been a whole lot of events lately, but one event coming up that really is one of my favorite events of the year, every year, is the Folk Alliance International Conference. And of course, COVID, it's different this year. It's called Folk Unlocked this year, and it will be virtual. And if you've ever had a chance to go to the Folk Alliance International Conference, last year it was in New Orleans, the year before that it was up in Canada, but for like 3 years before that, it was right here in Kansas City at the West End at Crown Center. And what it does is the world headquarters for Folk Alliance is here in Kansas City. It's right down on Southwest Boulevard in that new apartment building right by La Bodega. And they're here for a long time. And they came to town and then they brought the conference with them. And the conference brings about 3,000 people to the hotel for about a week. Musicians from all around the world. And it makes this, nothing I can tell you on the radio will make it sound as amazing as it is. The only thing I could tell you would be to have a conversation with someone who's gone, because then they can express better the joy that you get when you go to Folk Alliance International. But again, 3,000 musicians or 3,000 people typically from all around the world come, musicians from everywhere. People are playing music all hours of the night, showcases, and then late in the evening, the musicians dive into the hotel rooms for tiny little showcases within the hotel rooms. And I was looking forward to it coming back this year. Last year it was in New Orleans. But then in April, it really was one of the true signs that we weren't going to get through COVID very fast. April 24th, 2020, Folk Alliance, Angus Finan, the director, released a video saying they were canceling this year's Folk Alliance conference in person. And it was really this signal of this sign of what we're about to encounter with quarantine and COVID, but realizing that they had to get musicians here from all around the world, people here from all around the world, when people aren't allowing people to leave their countries or enter countries and visas are hard to get. And it was shocking in April, but now it totally makes sense. And we shouldn't have, I shouldn't have second guessed it, because Angus and Alex and Jen and everybody over there running the ship and at Folk are amazing people, and they bust their butts really hard for this event. But what they've created virtually with this lineup, which we're going to talk about today on this show, the 8160, is amazing. And for a long time, I've talked on the show about how one of my favorite things to do with a music festival, with an event, is to study the music coming to town, or in this case, virtually presented to us. And I'm blown away by the artists they've curated this year, and excited to dive into that this week here on the 8160 with you, and encourage you, go to folk.org. You can see the artists playing the event. There's a bunch of links, their Facebook, their YouTube, their Instagram, and you can study different acts you'd like. And this is how it's going to work. February 22nd to 25th, you get on your computer or your fancy TV probably, and then go to the website and you can watch streams from these artists. And what's going to happen is, yes, these will have been recorded in advance and sent in and put together with other artists to create the showcase. But what's cool is when you're watching, for example, Steve Poltz, who we're going to hear in a second, play his set, he's going to be live chatting with people, you know, giving you some insight, answering some questions, and probably telling telling more silly stories because he's a silly storyteller. And it's going to be a really cool way to interact with the artists, much like you could at the conference when people are playing in a hotel room, which is a really cool way to recreate what they've done. Another cool thing, and then we'll get to some music, is you can watch it for any donation you want to make. I paid $25, and my $25 goes into the hat, and then they donate all that money to something called the Village Fund. And if you're a musician and you're going through hell right now because you don't have money from gigs and touring, you can apply for a grant from the Village Fund, and Folk will try and throw some money in your hat to make your life a little bit better during these crazy times. Folk.org. Folk.org, folk.org. You go to on Facebook, if you type in Folk Unlocked, it's a great event page with great information on it for you as well. But I can't say enough good things about Folk, and I'm going to continue to do that through this next hour. Let's get to some music. First up, an amazing singer-songwriter who is hilarious, but at the same time, ridiculously sincere. I've been lucky to see Steve Poltz play music in and around this town for over 20 years. The first time I saw him, he was on a bill with Rufus Wainwright. This is like 1998 at the Liberty Hall. Rufus was the opener, and then Steve Poltz played a solo set, and the headliner was Lisa Loeb. And yes, I left before she came on. And then Steve Poltz came back later with his band called the Rugburns, and he opened for Jewel. And perhaps known to some, he wrote with Jewel her biggest song, and there's crazy stories with their songwriting back in the day. And Steve's gone on and become a hilariously prolific songwriter, and his COVID posts have been amazing, and he recently just lost his dad, and he's been very open about that and telling those stories. But every time he comes to Folk, it's absolutely hilarious, and we're gonna play one of his new songs that he's released during quarantine, and the song is called Quarantine Blues. It's got some colorful stuff in it, and I'm sure when he plays his set February 22nd to the 25th as part of Folk Unlocked, this year's virtual Folk Alliance International Conference, you will fall in love with Steve Poltz. Here is music from Steve, the song again called Quarantine Blues.
A 1, 2, 3. Baked 100 loaves of bread, I fell down on my head. I vacuumed till I sweated, ate food that I regretted. I sat near the fire, wearing questionable attire. I made a new incision to improve my circumcision, My hair's unruly and I learned to make tabbouleh. I felt kinda groovy, I watched every single movie. You know I've been depressed, I never even got dressed. I was feeling full of pity, so I joined a subcommittee. Tried to find a new vocation, searched a whole skyscraper, trying to steal some toilet paper, made a bong out of a peach, gonna brush my teeth with bleach. I prayed for a vaccine, I learned about hydroxychloroquine, I was sitting on the toilet trying to get some unemployment and stayed in the bathroom for a meeting on Zoom. Forgot I wasn't wearing pants, I did a little dance, I was jiggling down below and everybody got a free show. My heart, I found a new body part. I learned about sync, soul fate, and how to meditate. I was naked in the cape, I tried to do some manscape. I lost a little bit of blood, but I still felt like a stud. I high-fived a little kid, I thought I got COVID. Listened to Jerry Garcia, made my own tortillas. Found a new cake mix, I checked my body for ticks. Got run over by a bus and a tornado, almost killed us, I became unemployed, started getting paranoid. I was eating a burrito and got bit by a mosquito. Grew a garden full of cheer, I got cauliflower, I read a la Macbeth. Then I learned how to cook, man, I drew my curtain shut, I was acting like a nut. Started growing out my stubble, I've been living in a bubble. Everything was unbearable, I started feeling terrible. Thought I should buy a gun, instead I got a man bun. Social distance to help with my existence. Need some logical assistance to a path of least resistance. I'm feeling undesirous, no one wants to hire us. I learned every song by Miley Cyrus, all about coronavirus. I'm a midnight lurker, I'm a least essential worker. You don't even have to ask, I use my undies for a mask. You know I understand, I gotta wash my hands. I might have worms, but I don't have demons found. I got a stimulus check, but I feel like a wreck. I've become a decent cook, I read every single book. I might blast off, but I cover my cough. My pants are getting baggy and I'm looking kinda shaggy, window, I can make a big crescendo. You know, I cut my hair, but I just don't care. Maybe I should join the Navy, give myself a shavy. Accidentally got a COVID kiss, I think I need an exorcist. Hey, I don't really want a button, but I'm feeling like a shutting. I've been sweating in my body, and I'm feeling kind of snotty. I need a nurse, I suppose. Shove a Q-tip up my nose. I'm getting kind of grouchy. I'm in love with Dr. Fauci,
The 8160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
Oh no, don't turn your face away from the haggard light of day. The sun rose and so must you. The shadows of the night put out the artificial lights that in days absence have to do. So long was the night, but it passed by you, and the sunshine is long overdue. The thought that plagues your mind, is it that you've run out of time? Is it that you're no good? Believe me, friend, I understand. You tether to the second hand, you feel its every move. So much awaits you, and the sunshine is alone. Flowers at your feet. So much beauty surrounds you, and the sunshine is long overdue.
That was music from Kansas City's own Kelly Hunt. And yes, Kansas City does have two Kelly Hunts. This is the Americana bluegrass version of Kelly Hunt, K-E-L-L-Y Hunt. The song is called Sunshine is Long Overdue. She is one of dozens of musicians playing this year's Folk Unlocked, the virtual Folk Alliance International Conference happening on your computer February 22nd to the 25th from right here in Kansas City again. Put out that record. I love that record so much from a couple years back. That song on it, Sunshine is Long Overdue. And she is part of a showcase hosted by the Heartland Song Network. That showcase features the Black Creatures, Chad Elliott, Ensemble Iberica, Isaac Cates, and the FM Duo. And the Heartland Song Network works to create a sustainable music industry right here in the Heartland that supports members and with their artistic endeavors. And if you're just tuning in, this is the 8160 here on 90.9 The Bridge. Thanks for finding us on your radio dial and hanging out with us this week, this hour. We're here every Tuesday from 6 to 7. This week, we're talking all about the internet International Folk Conference, which typically happens in February. This year, of course, with COVID, it's virtual and it's also amazing. If you go to folk.org and look for information about Folk Unlocked, you will be set with an amazing way to spend a few days of your life, February 22nd to 25th, virtually seeing so many great musicians. When you say folk music, people have this idea of acoustic guitars and singer-songwriters and maybe a banjo. And I love that music. But the other thing about folk that they do with the Folk Alliance Conference is they curate this thing so amazingly well. They deserve all the praise. Angus and whoever else is on his team of curation over there does amazing work. And I love international music. And I grew up and my dad immigrated to America from Iran. And he had a couple cassette tapes that we loved to throw in the car. Endearingly, like a Beatles album. One we called the Blue Tape and the other we called a Red Tape. I have no idea what they said on the tape or what they said in the lyrics, but it was like this Persian pop music, and maybe that stuck with me and has made me love world music or international music. World music seems to have a stigma. Let's go with international music. And that's what has become my favorite thing about Folk Alliance, is watching musicians from all around the world right here in Kansas City this year, right here on my computer. That being said, the first one we're going to hear from is a musician from Brazil. The song I can't even pronounce because it's in Portuguese, but the musician's name is Ilana Dara. Ilana Dara. And this song we're about to hear, which translates into "No One Gets Along With Me," has 7 million plus views on YouTube. The song is called Ninguém Dá Certo CMG, which I think probably means conmigo, with me. That'd be Spanish anyway. But again, from Brazil in Portuguese, we're going to hear music from Ilana Dara. And this song is catchy as heck, and I don't even know what she's saying. I mean, I read the lyrics in English with the translation, but it's an amazing song. She's one of the dozens of musicians that will be playing the virtual event, Folk Unlocked. All the information at folk.org. Here it is. Check out music from Brazil, Ilana Dara.
Dessa vez achei que talvez tudo seria tão diferente, e eu me enganei. Parabéns, como que devo seguir em frente? Já deu errado por amar muito. Já deu errado por amar muito pouco. Me disseram que eu só amo gente louca. É porque a graça não é só beijar na boca. Choro escondido pra dizer que não doeu. Meu Deus, nem tô me reconhecendo. Meu Deus, me chama que eu vou correndo. Você diz oi e eu me rendo. Ninguém dá certo comigo. Ninguém dá certo comigo. Ninguém dá certo comigo. E no final todo mundo vira amigo. Ninguém dá certo comigo. Ninguém dá certo comigo. Ninguém dá certo comigo. E no final todo mundo vira amigo.
Sinto na cama, chamo teu nome. Desaparece porque você sempre some. Como uma prece entrego. Vive um romance, eu nego. Mas se você quiser, eu também quero. Quem é meu trevo de quatro folhas? Tô conhecendo novas pessoas. Culto Nutella, revista novela. Pelo jeito meu destino é ficar de vela. Claro, escondido pra dizer que não doeu. Meu Deus, nem tô me reconhecendo. Meu Deus, me chama que eu vou correndo. Você diz oi e eu me rendo.
Ninguém dá certo comigo. Ninguém dá certo comigo. Ninguém dá certo comigo. E no final todo mundo. Todo mundo vira amigo.
Sofia Valdez left her home of Panama at age 13 to go to art school in Michigan before ending up at the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts to focus on her musical gifts. We will showcase some of them from her latest EP, Ventura, a mini concert with Sofia Valdez coming up on the next World Cafe.
Lately, tonight at 7 on 90.9 The Bridge.
The Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven buys and sells new and used vinyl records, cassettes, 8-tracks, and reel-to-reel, plus concert, lowbrow, and poster art, along with new and vintage stereo equipment. They also sell needles, cartridges, head shells, sleeves, and record cleaning supplies. If it has to do with vinyl, they have you covered. The Vinyl Underground for your vinyl fix at 7th Heaven, 7621 Troost, and online at 7thheavenkc.com.
Challenge your ears. Discover music
on 90.9 The Bridge.
When, by ending the system of white minority domination, humanity will have ensured that never again shall the scourge of racial tyranny raise its ugly head.
And that was music from Elage Diouf singing his song Mandela, which is a perfect song to play as we're in the middle of Black History Month. Elage Diouf, I'm mispronouncing this name, is originally from Senegal in West Africa, and now he calls Canada home. He is one of the dozens of musicians playing Folk Unlocked, this year's Folk Alliance International Conference gone virtual. Typically, the festival happens every February. This year, and for the next 2 years at least, it would be here in Kansas City. However, COVID happened, and the event had to shift and become virtual. It will still host amazing musicians, a few from here in Kansas City, as well as many musicians coming together from all around the world to play for you on your computer. More information at folk.org. Again, one cool thing about this is it's a pay what you want to pay, a pay what you can. Of course, there are suggested ideas for donations. I threw 25 bucks in the hat. All money raised goes to help the Village Fund, which helps musicians who are going through insane times right now to try and live a more normal life, as they aren't able to tour, as they aren't able to gig and make revenue, provide revenue for themselves, their families, rent, car payments, all those sorts of things, you know, to live. Again, that music there, Eloge de Ouf, the song is called Mandela, and that song and the song before it from Ilana Dara are why I love Folk Alliance International, because they bring together amazing musicians from all around the world, and they would typically bring them here, but this year, of course, it's going to be virtual, which is going to be an awesome way to see them, and you'll be able to watch them on your computer, and then you'll be able to interact a little bit too if you have a question for them, or you just want to say how much you love their music. You'll be able to do all that while you watch the stream in the comfort and safety of your own socially distanced home. Up next, bringing it back to the States a little bit. Originally from, I believe, Fayetteville, raised in Memphis, now in Los Angeles, music from Lenita Smith. The song is called Holdin' On. And, you know, her story is she grew up singing in the church. She went on to performing locally, and then she blew up and was recently featured on Jimmy Kimmel on late night TV. Excited to see her set as part of Folk Unlocked when it happens on your computer February 22nd to the 25th. Go to folk.org for more information, and you can watch and hear Lenita Smith sing Holdin' On live on your computer in a few weeks. Here it is, music from Lenita Smith.
once in my lifetime. Did think you loved, though I might cry. Oh, I, yeah, 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 yeah. Deep on, on and on. Oh, 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 on. Keep on.
All the way from Melbourne, Australia. That's music from Zani, Z-A-N-I. The song is called Sun White. She is one of dozens of musicians that will be gathered virtually playing for you on your computer as part of Folk Unlocked happening February 22nd to the 25th. All the helpful information, so many links about so many other musicians that are part of the event available at folk.org. One of the things I wanted to do at the beginning of the show, but now remembering, one of the things Angus Finan, the director of Folk, always does when he starts a Zoom call, a lesson, a class, any sort of YouTube video, is he starts by acknowledging the land that he's on and lets you know who the traditional owners of that land were. I meant to copy that to start off the show, so here that is. I want to start by acknowledging that this land where the station is and where my house is, where I'm broadcasting from, is on the traditional lands of the Osage, the Kaw, and the Kanza. Zaney, from Melbourne, Australia, she also takes time to acknowledge the land that her words were, "I live, work, and play in the Wurundjeri land. Sovereignty was never ceded. Always was, always will be the Aboriginal land that is now present-day Melbourne." And that's in the southernmost part of the Australian continent. And I always feel, it always feels really good and sincere when Angus says that, and you know, makes you think a little bit more about what was going on here so many years ago on this stolen land. But I'm excited to see music and see Zaney perform from Australia at Folk Unlocked February 22nd to the 25th. And I love that song. It's a lot of looping with her violin. You'll be able to watch her build that song when she plays for you live as part of this event. I'm excited. I said it before, but I love studying and learning about new music when music festivals present themselves. And I haven't got to do that for over a year. Thank you, Folk, for giving me back that opportunity to study about and learn some new musicians, or I can watch them all as part of your amazing programming, Folk Unlocked. Up next, more music from not here in America and not here in Kansas City. Idris Lawal, and he is Nigerian-born and now lives in Toronto, and he was all over the place. Qatar, South Africa, and now Canada. He draws from a variety of musical influences, including rap, Afrobeat, Afropop, and soul music. And I'm happy to play for you from Idris Lawal. Here is a song called Gung Ho, one of several musicians playing virtually for you. Folk Unlocked, February 22nd to the 25th. Go to folk.org for more information.
On my own, left, right, left, your seed is grown. Promise I'll never forget my roots. You taught me black art I'll forever use. But last year left me so humble. New city feel like a jungle. Somewhere I took the wrong tondo. Now I'm all blue like a storm glow. So I grind and I pack all my stress into one roll. Blow on my way, then I encore. Cheers and applause from the front row. I wanna be Gongo. Why just begins like Dumbo? Fly me as high as the sun go. I want to be gung-ho. Why just begins like Dumbo? Fly me as high as the sun go. My pops gave me cold when I say he spoke. No chase to glitter unless it's gold. You chase the liquor and not just hoes. Never let him dictate. Always learn from mistakes. Never let your shit think. Always use the big brain. Accept your own, do what you love. Collect your toll, love who you do. Protect your hope, watch the skies. Forget the throne. Cause the king gon' die, soldiers too. The countryman got older too. It's you yourself, you owe it to. I wanna be Gung-ho. Why just begins like Dumbo? Fly me as high as the sun go. I wanna be Gung-ho. Why just begins like Dumbo? Fly me as high as the sun go. Oh,
Saturday, March 13th, Knuckleheads presents Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band's Mardi Gras Party. Chubby Carrier.
I wanna go back.
Chubby Carrier tickets are available at knuckleheadskc.com. Chubby Carrier.
We make a good gumbo.
Make a good gumbo.
Yes, we do.
Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band's Mardi Gras Party. Saturday, March 13th, in support of The Bridge.
The Bridge is supported by OCD Financial, serving individuals and businesses in the Kansas City Metro with tax preparation, bookkeeping, accounting services, QuickBooks support, and more. OCD Financial strives to not only execute, but to train and educate. OCDfinancial.com.
The 8160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
Celebrating 20 years of music discovery.
Become a member or donate to support 20 more years of music discovery. Go to bridge909.org/support.
This is the place that I call home. Gin and Finch, my base, where my heart's from. This is the place where I had my first kiss, where I could look out the balcony, recharge and reminisce. This is the place that when I leave, I always miss. God, gotta come back, cause coming back, I can't resist. This is the place that I call home. Gin and Finch, my base, where my heart's from.
A place that I call my home. A place that I never feel alone. A place I was born. A place that I rise. A place that I always feel alive and come alive in the summertime. Reminiscing on the days we get it popping at Freedom Fridays at the Gin and Finch Mall parking lot. Living it up like we never gonna stop. Living it up like we never gonna stop, yeah.
This is my home, yeah, I'm a train, baby. Stacking up all of these bands and a chain. They need growing up, I learned that chain. Crazy, medicated, chain.
It stands firm in an icy winter storm. Breeze up nicely when it's warm. You can feel it at your core. From Bayou to the cliff, I must persist. It's just there's so much more. I must insist. This is the Finch, roofing to your floor.
This is the place where I come from. People never been. Get scared of it. It's a place for memories and for best friends. You see Jane and Finch, I call it Jane and Bliss. Ah, yeah.
This is the place that I call home. Jane and Finch, my place where my heart's
I'm
from.
I'm from the gym with Gorilla. Big racks and figures, I'ma do this, do that, get richer. Just me and my real ones, I do it all for the big cash. Just me and bro who did that. All the money told me I wouldn't. Smiley, they face with a big laugh.
Started off in Tobomori. Many don't know my story. But I'm a poet, so I poet like Moet. Had dreams of living lavish on palace. But the system tried to cancel that. But James Street will forever speak. Come on.
Listen to Jane when I go away. Anywhere else just feels out of place. It feels like treason when I think of leaving. But I won't forget all the times with my man. And the OG's back in the end. And show me how to be a man. And told me I need a plan.
Off on that Jane strip, on the Ave, on the way to Bridge. Got friends from the south side, mad love just north of Finch. Express bus when I fall past, Black Creek down the Falstaff. We unite as one old dad. This is our year, y'all called that.
This is the place that I call home. Gin and Finch, my base, where my heart's from. This is the place where I had my first kiss, where I could look out the balcony, recharge and reminisce. This is the place that when I leave, I always miss. God, gotta come back, cause coming back, I can't resist. This is the place that I call home. Jane and Finch, my base, where my heart's from.
That was music from Benny Esquera and the New Tradition Music. Benny Esquera is originally from Bogota, Colombia, and now calls Canada home. He's a fine example of an amazing musician that's coming together to play for you on your computer as part of Folk Unlocked. Every year, the Folk Alliance International Conference happens somewhere in the world. We've been lucky to have them move their world headquarters to here in Kansas City, where we go. We're lucky to host this conference for at least 3 years in a row. We were set to host the festival this year, the conference this year, but then COVID hit, and so the conference had to shift and become virtual. And what we've been doing here this week on the 8160 is playing music from several of the acts, playing the event, as well as telling you a bit about the event. Something else I need to plug. If you're a musician and you're listening to this show, thank you. I know a lot of you do, and I appreciate that. One thing you need to do that some of you had the opportunity probably in the past but didn't get to go to, Folk Alliance International also hosts conferences, sessions, breakout sessions, ways to interact with other musicians who are in the similar positions you are, where you're trying to grow your career as a musician from all around the world. You can find out more about these conferences and these sessions at folk.org and learn how you can virtually attend them this year. It's one of my favorite parts of the event, and I always loved that part of South by Southwest, going to all the conferences and the panels, and I was so excited when Folk came to Kansas City, and I got to go to these panels right here in Kansas City at the Westin at the Crown Center. And now, 'tis the season of Zoom calls, so you jump on your computer and you'll learn something. I promise you'll learn something. Plenty of people in Kansas City have benefited from Folk. If you were to have a conversation with people like Victor and Penny and learn about the things that Folk opened up their music career to, Kelly Hunt, who's playing this year, people who have traveled and played other Folk conferences, Ensemble Iberica, I'm sure Bo Bledsoe has lots of nice things to say, but you can learn a lot as a musician from this event. And also, the showcases will entertain you. You don't have to be here just to learn. You can come and hang out. Anybody can. Folk.org, all the information is right there. And we've just played a bunch of international music, sounding a little different than your typical folk, in quotes. I'm doing air quotes on the radio. It doesn't mean anything. But folk music. And up next, we're going to jump back into that a little bit. Music from Ireland. This musician's name is Oscar Blue. He has new music coming out soon, I'm told. But we're going to play one that came out a bit ago called Sober From You. And he was one of the musicians that played the virtual Kansas City Irish Festival back in, was that Memorial Day weekend? And hosted by, down at the Crown Center. It was a virtual event that combined a lot of Kansas City musicians with musicians from all around the world. And Oscar Blue played there, and we're happy to play music from him here on the 8160 for you, as he is part of Folk Unlocked, February 22nd to the 25th, on your computer. Go to folk.org for more information. Here's music from Oscar Blue.
Maybe I should cut you loose, 'cause I'm tired of wearing this noose on the good voice that sits on my shoulder. Circumstances never change, yeah, but I'm getting older. Maybe I should go cold turkey, even though we know just how much should hurt me. Maybe I should say goodbye, even though we know it might make you cry. I hate how much I miss you. Oh, oh, oh. I hate the fact that I kissed you. From you, and they say that time's a healer. Well, at times it gets harder and harder the less that I see her. They say it's two steps forwards and one step back. Haven't decided quite yet if I buy into that. Lately, oh, since I've let go, I've been forgetting why it is that I'm doing so. They say nothing worth having comes with ease. I'll remember that. I'm
hate how much I miss you. Oh, oh, oh. I hate the fact that I kissed you. Oh, oh, oh. I hate that I've got to see this through. I don't know if it's what I wanna do. I'm getting sober from you. Oh, I'm getting over. Oh, I'm getting over. Oh, I'm getting over. I'm getting sober from you. Oh, getting sober from you.
All the way from Ireland, that was music from Oscar Blue. The song was called Sober From You. He's one of dozens of musicians coming together to play Folk Unlocked, this year's annual Folk Alliance International Conference, done virtually, February 22nd to the 25th, available for you to view for the price you'd like to donate on your computer in the safe and socially distanced comfort of your own home. You can go to their website, folk.org, and learn more about it. You can see all of the amazing musicians playing the event. All the links are there. You can start seeing who you don't want to miss, what nights you need to tune in, and how it'll work as the musicians will play their set, and it will have been recently recorded, and it will allow you to actually chat with the musicians while you watch them play their set, which is such a cool way to do this. It's very much like the traditional folk conference, where you'd be walking up and down the hallways of a hotel, and you could simply have a conversation with the musicians that you get to see, and it's a nice way to connect with them. Going to end this week's show with a five-time Grammy Award winner, music from Keb Mo. The song is called Muddy Waters, and what I will always remember about Keb Mo, and I'd happily tell him this story. Way back to 2001, right after 9/11, this was one of the first concerts I saw, and he has a version. It was like September 27, 2001, and it was at the Madrid, and in my head, the Madrid had just recently reopened, and I was up front, leaning on the stage, watching Keb Mo, and he has a version of America the Beautiful that he plays, and, you know, 2 weeks after 9/11 and a country grieving, the room was weeping, just openly weeping when Keb Mo played and poured out his soul to the song America the Beautiful. I'm going to play another song that came out on that same record. The song is called Muddy Waters, and I love Keb Mo and his music, originally named Kevin Moore from Compton, LA, and five-time Grammy winner, and he's part of the Folk Alliance International Conference is here happening virtually called Folk Unlocked. All the information at folk.org. I can't ever say enough good things about Folk, and every year they crush and they knock this thing out, and I'm so excited that it's back, that it's happening, that they've taken the time and energy during this crazy year to build these showcases, to curate these showcases, to raise money and sponsors from donations, to make this event happen. So hat tip to Angus, Alex, Jen, everybody else over there doing their thing all year long through this crazy, crazy COVID year. But check it out, folk.org, Folk Unlocked, February 22nd to the 25th. I'm a huge fan. You can hit me up on Facebook if you want to know other artists I think you should check out. Thanks for listening, everybody. Here's music from Keb Mo. The song is called Muddy Waters. I love.
day, you know what? It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, I ain't gonna fuss and fight, and I ain't staying up all night.